8. Butcherstraße. Locations in turn. In front of the Golden Relief, Handwerkerhof, and the Glockenspiel.
Shining above the entrance to Butcherstraße is the Golden Relief plate entitled Der Lichtbringer by the artist Bernhard Hüttke from Vorpsweder. The relief marks the entrance to a street which was created from 1922 to 1931 when Germany was still reeling from its humiliating defeat in the First World War. Coffee merchant Ludwig Roselius financed the new buildings of this street to symbolise a renewal of Germany from Low German Anglo-Saxon tradition. The Lichtbringer was created in 1936, after the street with its architecture, in particular the abstract brick relief above the street entrance, which is no longer visible today, had become the target of National Socialist propaganda. It portrays the battle between the Archangel Michael and the Dragon of Hell, interpreted as a triumph of divine power over the demonic kingdom of darkness.
You have now arrived in the 110-meter-long secret main street of Bremen. The renowned pedestrian passage of the Butcherstraße is regarded as a synonym for lifestyle.
Before you continue, have a look up at the building in front of you. High above, on the right-hand side of the gable, you will recognise the sandstone figures of the so-called Seven Lazy Brothers. The Seven Lazy Brothers are figures of a well-known Bremen fable by Bremen folk tales writer Friedrich Wagenfeld.
There were once seven brothers who were too lazy to fetch water from the River Weser. So they built a well and laid pipelines. Nor could they be bothered to pull their wheelbarrows out of the mud or to go to the forest to collect wood. So they paved the streets and planted trees.
What do you think? Is this laziness or innovation? Decide for yourself.
Now walk a little way along the street until you discover the Handwerkerhof craft center on the left.
The Butcherstraße was once the narrow street of the Bottigmacher, barrel makers and coopers. During the Middle Ages, the street was an important connection between the market square and the Weser. When the harbour and all of its contract suppliers were relocated in the mid-19th century, the Butcherstraße went into decline. Another two artworks by Hüttke adorn the Handwerkerhof. A bust of Ludwig Roselius, Bremen coffee merchant and inventor of the first decaffeinated coffee, Café Haag, and a well by the Seven Lazy Brothers, who are highlighted again here. Right next to the Handwerkerhof craft centre is the Paula Modersohn Becker Museum, the first museum in the world which was dedicated to the work of an artist. Paintings from all creative phases of the most renowned German painter prove her outstanding significance as a pioneer of modern painting around 1900.
Continue following the Nagel route until you reach the Glockenspiel.
Can you perhaps hear the sound of bells ringing? Then you're in luck. From May to December, every hour, on the hour, between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, the 30 Meissner porcelain bells chime between the gables, and have done ever since 1934. And the house of the Glockenspiel on the neighbouring tower displays 10 carved and painted wooden panels depicting ocean conquerors and aviation pioneers by sculptor Bernhard Hüttke. Ludwig Roselius paid tribute to bridge builders between Europe and America, such as, for example, Viking Leif Erikson, discoverer Christopher Columbus, the aeronaut Graf Zeppelin, or the crew of the Bremen, which was the first aeroplane to cross the Atlantic non-stop in an east-west direction, and is nowadays exhibited at the Bremen Airport.
Please continue your tour and continue walking along the Butcherstraße until you come to the aquarium, a few meters behind the Glockenspiel Square on the right-hand side. If you'd like to take a breather, sit on the bench.
Between the years 1922 to 1931, Roselius redesigned the Butcherstraße into a complete work of art and gradually bought the seven houses on the street. Every house has its own name. The main architects were Alfred Runge, Edward Scotland, and Bernhard Hüttke. Hüttke designed the Paula Modersohn Becker House and the Atlantis House, in which today the Hilton Hotel and the impressive blue-white Heaven Hall can be found. Opposite this, you will see the Robinson Crusoe House. The writer, Daniel Defoe, felt a connection to the city of Bremen and declared his novel's hero, Robinson Crusoe, as the son of a Bremen merchant. Badly damaged during the Second World War, the facades of the houses on the Butcherstrasse were already rebuilt by the year 1954, mostly with funding from the Café Haag Company. Nowadays, the tradition-steeped Butcherstrasse, with its unusual architecture, is a little handicraft paradise, with small shops, gastronomy, the Bremen Casino, museums and workshops. Hüttger designed the traditional red brick architecture of the passage with Art Nouveau and Art Deco elements. The street's art collections include the museum in the Rosselius House and the Paula Modersohn Becker Museum and form the architectural and cultural highlight of the Butcherstrasse.
Now, please follow the markings through the underpass to the Weser Promenade by the river. Here you will see the ship jetty, which is known as the Martini Landing Stage.